want to take this opportunity to welcome all of the students that are online, by internet, by Roku. Once again, this is Moving in the Gifts of Revelation and Prophecy. It's been a great semester. But as boys to men say, for this semester, this will be the final class. Last exam, y'all did very well. There was 72 perfect 100s. That's very good. 8 B's, 5 C's, 2 D's, and 1 F. And I'm not going to go there. I'd suggest they write me so I can go there. So I don't waste no time talking about commitment, because it's too easy. You have a study guide, and if you pay attention, the least you should make in this class, the least you should make is a B. Don't take a lot of effort just to make a B. I know sometimes we make sure you understand that, you know, we're not going for cum laude, you know, we magna cum laude, you know, that this is not what this is about. This is not to test your intellect, but you have to apply yourself, you see. And so we know that all things work according to knowledge. So let's pray. Father, we give you praise, glory, honor, and thanksgiving for our apostle. We thank you for the grace that's upon his life, the apostolic call, the reason that he established this ministry. This is an apostolic training house. And we thank you for the apostolic. We thank you for kingdom government. We thank you for prophetic movement. And we thank you for apostolic covering. So we ask the Holy Spirit to train and teach us tonight. And we thank him for it. In Jesus' name. Amen. Well, let us do this real quick, because we need to understand some things. We talked about the prophecy gift. Let's look at the definition for prophecy, because I want to, in this final class for this semester regarding this teaching, is to deal with the fact that you have to engage your mind. See, we're talking about the supernatural. Apostle, I would encourage you online and here, go and listen to all of Apostle's teaching, all of his teaching. Amen. But right now he's specifically teaching on accessing the supernatural. And we know that you cannot access the supernatural without who? The Holy Ghost. That's what we taught you. The Holy Ghost is the only escort for us into the spirit world, to help us to function properly. As a matter of fact, earlier on, you cannot build properly in the spirit realm without accessing, having access by the Holy Spirit through the gift of discerning of spirits. Because without the discerning of spirits, we cannot build accurately in the spirit world. We have to know who we're dealing with. You have to know the difference between satanic activity, amen, and angelic good activity. Amen. All right. Now let's read the definition for prophecy again. What it says.
A supernatural utterance.
Notice the word. It's a supernatural utterance. So that means if it's supernatural, that means God is involved. But it also means your mind is involved. Because you have to trust that it is God that's giving you what to say.
Yeah.
Now, how many times have we been robbed? Because when God begins to come up on us and move up on us and tell us to say something, remember Apostle Thomas, the prophetic is about what? Come on now, he just told us what he said about the prophetic movement.
Yielding and flowing.
Yeah, it's yielding and flowing, but he said the prophetic movement is seeing and saying. You got it? You got it? So what does Satan use against us? Our mind. Our mind. Even when it came to being filled with the Spirit. Huh? 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 When it came to speaking in tongues. Isn't that right? Oh, don't say that. That sounds so stupid. You ain't saying nothing. Now, see, I remember that specifically because, see, I was raised up in a Pentecostal church. Our emphasis was on being filled with the Spirit. Nothing really was happening in your life until you got filled with the Holy Ghost. And then we did something that this generation know very little about. We tarried. Put it another way. We work for that Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You say thank you, Jesus, so many times, and you hope your tongue got taken over. And so it's important to understand that your mind have to be engaged. So I was one of those who struggled with receiving the baptism in the Holy Spirit. So my father gave me a book, How to Receive. Stepped outside of his denomination. Amen. Thank God for a good daddy. Because he sure violated every covenant known to Kojic. He said, my son is struggling. He was already studying on the outside, so he gave me this book on how to receive the Spirit. Now you say, why are you sharing this with us tonight? Because when you start moving in the gift of prophecy, you got to get your mind right. Yeah. You got to have a renewed mind and a trained mind. Yeah. So here it is. My wife is a Baptist girl, and you know, we got married, and I done coached her. And she received. Yeah. I mean, I done coached her receiving. The coach who can't receive is coaching people to receive. That don't seem fair. But see, in my mind, in my what?
Mind.
In my what?
Mind.
I was trying to earn it.
Right.
I was working for it.
Yes, sir.
So my dad gave me the book, How to Receive It. So I remember one night praying, asking the Lord to receive the Holy Spirit. And at that time, my wife and I, you know, I was in college, sophomore in college. We had recently got married, and so we were living with her family at the time. And so I went in there to receive the Holy Spirit. So I get on my knees, and, you know, the book said, well, just by faith, open your mouth up and begin to speak. Praise Him. I'm trying to help you now, because this is going to serve you well when it comes to prophesying. See, you can feel the Spirit of God coming upon you, but you won't say nothing. Why? Because your mind won't let you.
Right.
You worried about what the person next to you going to say. But if it's a divine utterance, see, a divine utterance comes with an unction to flow. It comes with an unction. All right? But oftentimes, y'all here quench the Spirit. We quench the Spirit because we don't move with the promptings. Are you listening? Okay, so here I am in the room, and the Holy Spirit, I start saying words. What did I say?
Words.
No, I said I start saying words. Now, when I started saying those words, I was saying them low. They made no sense. I was up under such condemnation because the devil was in my mind saying, you making up stuff.
Uh-huh.
So now I got condemnation. I'm trying to show you, you're going to need this. So here I go, and I begin to say it softly. Then the Holy Ghost said, say it louder. I said, no, my mother-in-law on the other side of the wall, she going to hear me.
Wow.
Now, this is a true story. So here it is. The Holy Ghost say it louder. I said, no, I heard her fumbling on. I said, she going to think I'm crazy. I ain't doing that. It's amazing. I moved to Tulsa, Oklahoma. My father, my mother came up to see me. We were standing in the circle, and I'm still trying to receive. And the same words that he told me to say louder for my mother-in-law to hear start coming up. But I began to pray like that, and it took me a while to still push past that condemnation. So you have to engage your mind. Now watch, what prophecy is?
A supernatural
utterance. It's a supernatural utterance.
And a known tongue.
It's a supernatural utterance and a what?
Known
tongue. Okay? We also said that when you speak in an unknown tongue, or when as diverse kinds of tongues, interpretation of tongues, is equivalent to what? Prophecy. Right? If prophecy is a known tongue, that's the silver dime. Right? The two nickels is when you speak in an unknown tongue, but it's interpreted. You following what I'm saying? Two nickels still equal one dime. Are you with me? So you have to engage your mind. You have to, Romans 12:3. Come on, Romans 12:3. Ephesians 1:16. We need to solidify this, because we're talking about moving in the gifts of revelation and prophecy. We said that prophecy is the gate that causes you to flow in all of them. Right? Right? Because prophecy, you got to say something.
Yes, sir.
See, we're talking about the supernatural. Matter of fact, our lives is supernatural. So these nine manifestations of the Holy Ghost has to do with the spirit world. Come on, man. Put it another way, functioning in the spirit world. All right? Now, what I told you.
Romans 12:3.
What does it say?
For I say,
through the grace given unto me,
to every man that is among you,
not to think of himself more highly than you ought to think.
All right, not to think of yourself more highly than you ought to think,
but to think soberly, according as God had dealt to every man
the measure of faith.
All right, now that's verse 3. Right? Now go to verses 1 and 2 so I can show you how it worked.
I beseech you therefore,
brethren,
by the mercies of God,
that you present your bodies
a living sacrifice,
holy, acceptable unto God,
which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world.
That's what I wanted you to see right there. Be not conformed.
Yes,
now look at me. Conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Now, the word transform is a word that means metamorphosis. Apostle was just talking to us about the saving of the soul. See, I'm trying to show you how to function in prophecy and moving in the gifts of revelation and prophecy at a greater level. You can't do it without the renewing of the mind, because Satan is going to always be pressing you. The warfare. See, people be talking about spiritual warfare. The warfare, the battleground is the mind. Where's the battleground?
The mind.
All right. Didn't Apostle just say knowledge is important? Information is important. Why did Paul write into the church at Corinth in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 say, now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I will not have you to be
ignorant.
All right. That has to do with what? My mind. I got to think. I got to think a certain way.
Right.
I got to think a certain way. See, the supernatural mind is a renewed mind that can access the things of God because it's being trained supernaturally.
Yes, sir.
You see?
Yes, sir.
The word be transformed means a complete metamorphosis.
Yeah.
Put it another way. I was a caterpillar. And I was crawling on the ground. But that meant I was getting my information from the earth realm.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
See, one of the things that happened to Adam in the Garden of Eden was he went from revelation to reasoning.
Yeah. Yes.
He went from getting information from God to the earth.
Yeah.
That's why God said, who told you?
Come on.
See, who told you? Now, we're talking about flowing in the spirit now. Flowing what?
In the spirit.
All right. So when you're flowing in the spirit, who are you getting your information from?
Right. That's right.
You see? See, in order for you to know who you're getting your information from, you got to go through a metamorphosis in your mind. Watch this. So you can learn to hear the voice of God.
Yeah.
All right. Now, see, I got to help you. Because, see, a lot of time we don't understand. We are voice activated.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Forget your iPhone. All this stuff, these people act like they coming up with something new. No, God was the first emailer.
Yes. Yes.
God is the first one that transmitted stuff by the voice.
Come on. That's right.
Yes, sir.
The Bible says Adam heard his voice walking in the cool of the day.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That means God's presence is in his voice.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Yes, sir.
You understand? It's the voice. But now we have to have these minds to go through this metamorphosis, because we live by revelation. Revelation means that which is revealed.
Yeah.
All right, now come on, watch this. When Peter got the revelation that Jesus was the Christ, the Son of the living God, watch what Jesus says to him. Flesh and blood didn't reveal that to you.
Right.
That didn't come out the earth realm.
Right.
That information came from my heavenly Father.
Yeah.
He revealed it unto you.
Yeah.
How did the Father reveal it unto him? By his Spirit.
Yeah.
Yes, oh, come on now.
Yeah.
So now, as a caterpillar, if you're getting information out of the earth realm, you live an earthly life.
Yeah.
Yes.
See, prophecy is in the realm of the Spirit.
Yeah.
See, the Bible, when the Bible talks about the Scripture, that which is written, it say holy men of God spake. Holy men of God did what?
Spake.
As they were what?
Moved
by who? The Holy Ghost. Y'all want real prophecy? You got it, the Bible.
Yeah. That's right.
You want a real prophecy? Huh? Meditate the word.
Yeah.
It'll prophesy to you all by itself.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Because, matter of fact, all prophecy, how much?
All
prophecy must be judged by the word of God. All prophecy must be judged by that which is called the canon of Scripture.
Wow.
You understand?
Wow.
That's why you can't run wild. Prophecy must be judged.
Yeah.
You got to have that apostolic and prophetic governmental gifts over to judge it. See, that'll get rid of the parking lot prophets,
right,
and the telephone prophets, and the parking lot prophets, and the bathroom prophets, and the mall prophets,
right,
who always got a word. I have a word, clean up your house.
Yes, sir.
Well, if he's talking to you that much, why can't he tell you keep your house clean? Cook for your husband.
Come on.
I'm really going to get in trouble tonight. Huh? Oh, Lord Jesus. I don't know who that's for. Somebody say, I don't want that, Pastor. Popeye's still good. I got a dinner for him. I'm a cook for him. All right, come on. But anyway, you got to get your mind out of the earth realm.
Yes, sir.
Now, the metamorphosis and the transformation, be not conform.
Uh-huh.
See, we've been conned to act a certain way.
Yes, sir.
See, Apostle said something in class earlier. You see, the Bible say concerning, turn to St. John chapter 3 so I can show you what flowing is. When you're flowing, nobody know where you're going.
Right.
They can't figure this out.
Amen.
You can't box God up.
No.
It says, the Spirit.
The wind blows.
Yeah, that's the one. What verse is it now?
Verse 8.
Now watch what it says. The wind bloweth
where it
listeth.
And thou hearest the sound thereof.
And now watch this. Watch this. Do y'all know prophecy is a certain sound?
Yeah.
Certain sound.
Yeah. Prophecy is a certain sound.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All sounds have a significance. You have to know the voice of the prophet.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
You have to know a prophetic voice, not an echo, a voice.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
Say, the wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof.
But thou canst not tell whence it cometh,
from where it came,
and whither it goeth.
And you cannot tell where it's going. Then it goes on to say what?
So is everyone.
Born of the Spirit.
All right. Now, born of the Spirit. We talked about that. But not only do we want to be born of the Spirit, we got to have our minds renewed by the Spirit.
Yeah.
Ephesians 4:23. Because, see, when you start flowing in prophecy, the renewing of your mind, you got to be able to dominate in your thought life.
Yes, sir.
See, because I got to take you to a scripture where it say, despise not prophesying. Oh, you know, God, a lot of people despise prophesying, but baby, I'm going to help you tonight. You want a real prophet in your life. No, I ain't talking about the parking lot kind, just making up stuff. I'm talking about when somebody who look at you and point the finger and say, thus says the Lord concerning you. Huh? No, it's not if. It's when. And you don't ever have to make a prophecy come to pass. You, when God gives you a divine utterance, it is fulfilled the minute it's released. That's why you want a prophet. He's not telling you what God is going to do. He is telling you what God has already done. And the word releases it. That's why you got to have a strong prophetic voice. You got to have somebody that when they hear from God, that's why I tell you, see, I tell you about this thing called special faith. You got to have somebody that can hear from God, look at you flat square in the eye and know what they're telling you will surely come to pass just as they are saying it.
Yeah.
I want a real prophet. I don't want these, you know, two for nickel ones. Got a word and in 50 years it ain't never came to pass. Got you marrying the wrong person. Y'all do not want to be around me. Because, you know, all these people telling, oh, that's the one. God. I don't know about you, but I don't want too many people telling, I got to live with this the rest of my life.
That's right.
Amen.
I told y'all Ephesians 4:23. What did it say?
And be renewed.
And be, no, no, the 22nd verse is a good one to start. What did it say?
That you put off concerning the former conversation.
That you put off concerning the former, that's a good one. Yeah. Put off, that, put it another way, Dr. Walker. Get your mind out the earth realm.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Get your mind out the earth realm. You cannot function in the supernatural being natural.
Yeah.
You got to, oh, there come apostle, you got to shift.
Shift.
That's it. Yes, sir.
Most of us don't know how to shift.
Come on.
You got to learn how to shift gears.
Yes, sir.
See, you can't go up in a mountain with one of them, you know, all the cars. You got to know what gear to go up in a mountain in.
Yeah.
You can't go speeding up the mountain.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
It's a slow climb.
Yes, sir.
Could it be that's your approach to God? You're too much in a hurry. We are thinkers. You think from the time you get up to the time you go back to bed, and when you fall asleep, you're dreaming about what you were thinking. Now watch what it say. Read it, the 22nd verse.
That you put off concerning the former conversation.
That you put off concerning the former conversation.
The old man.
The old man.
Which is corrupt.
Which is corrupt
according to the deceitful lust,
according to the deceitful lust,
and be renewed,
and be renewed
in the spirit of your mind.
Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Be renewed. See your mind, in your soul, in your will, in your emotions, in your consciousness. The Bible talks about a spiritual mind and a fleshly mind. In order to function at a high level in this realm of prophecy, you got to get your mind renewed.
Yeah.
You got to get to the point, watch this now, where you know it's God.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Nah. If you want to know, you got to practice.
Right.
See, y'all remember the song by the Shalites called Have You Seen Her?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You remember he starts off by writing a letter to himself? Uh-huh. Let me help you about a letter. I'm going to show you something about a letter. If you ever read Money Cometh, I promise you, every time you read, you hear apostle voice.
Come on.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
If you're away from your mother, and she sends you a letter.
Come on,
I promise you, you're going to hear her voice. The reason why we're not familiar with the voice of God, because we ain't listening enough. We want to go in the God. Now, see, now watch this. I know that's what, Lord help me, Jesus. Listen, I got to help y'all somewhere. Listen. The church has become so excited with praying, being filled with the Holy Spirit and speaking in tongues. We never take time to develop, to move into prophecy and then the other gifts of the Spirit. Because the prophecy gift is the escort into all of the other ones. But we get so excited about what? Speaking in tongues. Well, at least I know that's the church I came out of. And then I see it as we go around. People are just happy. Every Sunday we're experiencing church services with a bunch of speaking in tongues, but no
interpretation.
No prophecy. Come on. Don't leave me hanging out here. A bunch of speaking in tongues, but no prophecy. And we have to get matured and get past that. Because watch this, speaking in tongues is for your own personal edification. You're building up yourselves. But prophecy, a divine utterance from God, is designed to build his church. But we got to get our minds out of the earth realm. We got to be renewed in the spirit of our minds. We got to be spiritually minded. Okay, now turn to 1 Corinthians 14. Because we have to go there and then get down to the end for this. Come on, around the 13th verse. What did it say? I got what?
A minute 47.
Oh, we're not going to get there. All right, hold up. Let me just help you, because thank y'all. Watch that clock. I'm going to say this. We got to stop. Listen. Tongues are for a sign to the unbeliever. Prophecy is for the church.
Okay?
But now watch this now. But tongues without interpretation will leave a unbeliever clueless. We got to move from just speaking in tongues to interpreting what we speak.
Yes, sir.
That's it.